It announced we can't go any further. We're going back to Los Angeles because Heathrow has been closed.
If you're flying today, check for delays. President Trump signed an order calling for the Department of Education to be dismantled.
With children seated at school desks as the backdrop, President Trump made the announcement.
To begin eliminating the federal Department of Education once and for all.
The president says some of the core functions of the Department of Education will be redistributed.
Pell Grants, Title I funding, resources for children with disabilities.
Since eliminating a federal agency takes an act of Congress, Republicans are planning legislation.
CBS's Linda Kenyon. The New York Times reports Elon Musk will get a look at top secret plans at the Pentagon today for how the U.S. would handle a possible war with China. President Trump says that's fake news, but Musk is heading to Arlington.
Elon Musk is expected to visit the Pentagon on Friday, according to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, who says Musk will attend a meeting on innovation. Musk has taken on an expansive role as a senior advisor to President Trump on efforts to cut spending across the federal government. Musk already has a relationship with the Pentagon through his company SpaceX, which has millions of dollars in contracts with the Defense Department. Eleanor Watson, CBS News, Washington, D.C.
98-year-old World War II veteran Russell Wright of Des Moines, Iowa, is heading to the nation's capital. He and 30 other veterans will spend 3 days here seeing war monuments and, of course, remembering.
We're in Japan, and we got this. We could see the ceremony of the Japanese surrender.
Wright's honor flight is courtesy of the Wake Foundation. Former NFL and Michigan football coach Matt Weiss is facing federal cybercrime charges for allegedly accessing student files looking for intimate photos. WWJ radio reporter Ryan Recker.
Weiss was fired in 2023 after he did not cooperate with U of M's investigation. They believe Weiss gained access to the social media, email, and cloud storage accounts of more than 2,000 athletes. He's charged with 14 counts of unauthorized computer access and 10 counts of identity theft.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
March Madness is here, and that means many of us have been filling out those brackets.
Almost half of all Americans fill out a bracket or two or three in hopes of pulling in some cash. According to a survey by Talker Research, on average, we're spending nearly $120 trying to guess all the W's during the NCAA tournament. But it's the millennials who are forking out the most. They spend about $205 on their brackets. Gen Zers put up about $199. The baby boomers are the most conservative with their tournament gambling, spending just under $40. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
New York State Supreme Court ended New York City's effort to allow non-citizen voting in local and state elections. The court ruled 6-1 that the New York State Constitution restricts voting to citizens. It would have applied to 800,000 non-citizens with permanent U.S. residency or work authorization. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Partly to mostly cloudy and breezy today. We'll get to around 56 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest gusting to 35 at times. Could see a few sprinkles by late afternoon, then clearing tonight with a low of 28. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
Scarborough Fair. parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Snow-crested brown, without no steam or night. Where's the child of a mountain? She'll be a true love of mine. Strands and polishes a gun. She'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap it in a sickle billows blazing in scarlet battalion. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Thank you.
go home.
Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Happiness, whoa, strange.
that it's to eat the simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. Cause I'm gonna treat her like a lady. So actually, I'm gonna treat her like a lady. She's giving me, Lord, look and see. You know what I mean.
On a roof, up on a roof.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face,
up on a roof,
I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
Get updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
always the same. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, child of nature, friend of man. Green-eyed lady, passion lady, dressed in love, she lives for life to be. Green-eyed lady, feels like I never see.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too, spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah.
tears. I see a dream that's lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
Thank you.
love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
you do
want me, give me a little shelter. If you don't want me, don't leave me on down. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue and I want to, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right.
If you do want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me. Feeling down, wearing a frown, you be there when I look around. And just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling. To show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign.
CBS News Brief. Heathrow Airport in London is closed today after an electrical fire knocked out the power. The BBC's Charlotte Gallagher is there.
People are being told, do not come here. The only thing that's going to happen if you come here is that you're going to be sent home.
DOGE cuts continue with the focus today turning to the Pentagon. CBS's Jared Hill.
The cuts, according to the Pentagon, related to human resources software, some outside consulting, and grants paying for diversity efforts and fighting the impacts of climate change.
Wildfires are burning in Florida. Access to the Keys is a challenge, with the only highway in and out blocked. Here's CBS's Larry Seward.
They spray water on trees, leaves, and grass, working to keep the only open road in and out of the Florida Keys passable. Near Florida City, fencing still smolders after flames roared too close for morning and afternoon traffic to safely roll through.
The fires have knocked out power, internet, and cell phone service. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Don Rosenstein.